Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 28th of October, 2022, and you are on the clock. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing... It's a Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III. He is making his way to the studio right now. We have lots to talk about. We are in week 8 of the NFL schedule, and I turn my back for 2 minutes, and everything is on its head. What a time to be alive in the NFL. We'll talk about that with Mr. Sawyer when he gets here. NBA news, the NBA season has started. Our Bahamian athletes seeing action. And we're going to talk a bit about that. Some NBA news. I hear LeBron James has a big NFL announcement. I'm going to ask Mr. Sawyer about that. Before we get into the show, I have a message for you, National Trust's Wine and Art Festival. This weekend is the Bahamas National Trust's Wine and Art Festival. Sample over 60 wines for an all-inclusive price of just $40 for BNT members and $50 for non-members. Sand Dollar Digital Payments, which will be powered by SunCash, will be one of three payment methods accepted at the gate. The first 500 people to pay with Sand Dollar will get $10 off their ticket. Also, the first 500 people to visit the Sand Dollar's booth inside the festival will receive a $10 top-up. If you don't have a Sand Dollar-enabled digital wallet already, download one now or definitely before you get to the festival. Visit sanddollar.bs/get involved for a list of authorized digital wallet providers. That's sanddollar.bs/get involved. This weekend at the Bahamas National Trust Wine and Art Festival. Well, it's Friday the 28th. That means Monday is Halloween. Dear parents, young people of the Bahamas have sent me a message. They said, just because Halloween is on a Monday doesn't mean you can't buy Halloween candy for the weekend. Dear parents, there should be a rule somewhere, just like is on the weekend, like we celebrate it on a Monday, right? Let's do it in the reverse. We have to make sure we celebrate this Halloween. It's like the first Halloween back after the pandemic. Let's make it special for the kids. Let's help retain a sense of normalcy, especially for those who have been most deprived of just the basic things during the pandemic. All right, one more congratulations, one more before I get into today's sports news. Congratulations to Aisha Bowe. Aisha Bow is a Bahamian or of Bahamian descent, and she is expected to be the sixth black woman to cross the common line. And that is the sort of like the international boundary, the boundary into space between Earth and space. Aisha Bow. It's just a phenomenal story, and I am going to be looking for a write-up more on Monday. Dear Texter, thank you for that great, great laugh. I decided to dress up like a radio show host today and see if I could make it work. So let's get into some sports news. We've missed a lot of local sports news over the last 2 weeks, not just NFL news. So these stories today are basically going to cover a spread from the 18th of October up to now. Let's start with this story. Chess players participate in 2022 Heroes Day Blitz. After a two-year hiatus, the Bahamas Chess Federation's annual Heroes Day Blitz chess tournament resumed. This was on Saturday, October the 8th. Chapel Wims emerged as the champion. I get a thing for these particular sports stories. Chess is a board game or a mind game. And I think we had, I think it's Mr. Sands from the Awari Club. That's an African chess club and mind sport or mind game club. It is great to see both young and old Bahamians engage in chess at an international and competitive standard. I always love reading those stories. Another story I enjoyed reading from the Nassau Guardian. This one is in yesterday's paper. When Cecil G. Cook Jr. Regatta, Finley McKinney-Lambert won the prestigious 2022 Cecil G. Cook Memorial Junior Regatta this past weekend. It was hosted at the Nassau Yacht Club. The annual event has become one of the most popular multi-class junior championships in the country. The next major event on the junior sailing calendar is the Optimist North American Championship, which will be hosted at the Nassau Yacht Club coming up next month, November 13th through 20th. It's going to be a large event. We're going to have tons of international competitors, and it's something that we need to support. And when I say support, right, the government announced that it intends to, or it has already renamed the national sport to sloop sailing. I imagine that this will officially be done as a part of the 50th independence celebration, right? And if the decision has been made that sloop sailing is our national sport, then it's not even, or, you know, fund one or two regattas a year. It's about building a culture, supporting the existing culture of sailing and sloop sailing. So coming out to these events and supporting them is important. Creating moments, opportunities, memorabilia, for people to remember these things, to build upon culture, right? That's what's important. And so it would be great to see a national sailing committee whose focus is simply propelling and promoting the various disciplines within sailing and building that culture. And here's what I mean. It's a part of it. Another great story from yesterday's Guardian. Nassau Rowing Club, Ministry of Education to host talent identification. Education and technical vocational training has teamed up to host a government school's Talent Identification Day on Saturday, October 29th. That's tomorrow at the C.R. Walker Senior High School. The Ministry of Education and the Nassau Rowing Club is hosting a government school's Talent Identification Day tomorrow at C.R. Walker High School. The event is set up. It's set for 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at C.R. Walker's Auditorium. They're going to set up NRC, the Nassau Rowing Club, is going to set up ergometers to test the student athletes on their rowing skills. Now, the age range is 13 to 17 or grades 8 to 12. So far, 17 students from C.R. Walker, D.W. Davis Junior High School, S.C. McPherson Junior High School, and C.I. Gibson Senior High School have committed to being out on Saturday. Interested persons are encouraged to contact Nassau Rowing Club at gmail.com to register and sign up for a preparation and testing time slot. Now look here, this is fantastic, right? We talk about the idea that despite being an archipelago, sailing boats being a massive or integral part of a family islander's or an out-island resident's life, right? Owning boats, maintaining boats, sailing boats can be very, very costly. We may consider it an upper-class activity, something that younger Bahamians can't participate in unless their parents have money. But this is a great opportunity to seek out and identify talent that we may not ever have found because they may have never made their way to the rowing club or a rowing event. This is absolutely awesome, and these are the types of programs that you should see, that should be in place organically if you think that sailing and sloop sailing should be your national sport. I got a call on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Golly day to the stock, you know, along with you, Aaron.
Good morning, Bremen. How you do?
I'm doing terribly poor. We need justice, law, and order in this country, the Bahamas.
Yes, sir.
2 points I want to make, right?
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that they're making sloop sailing our national sport.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having rowing, they're supposed to have sculling. That covers a wider range of the Bahamas.
Well, I think sculling is one of the disciplines. Sculling is one of the disciplines in the rowing programs here.
Well, they should have said sculling and rowing, and sculling should be first.
Well, I way beyond you, they should call it rowing, because that's what it really is, Bremen.
Way out of 5 days, right?
Yeah.
Knowing that the club gonna, which club is that again?
The Nassau Rowing Club.
The Nassau Rowing Club.
Yeah, for this.
Knowing that they're going to sponsor sloop sailing, right?
Oh no, that's the Nassau Yacht Club with the with the sailing. Yeah.
Well, what they should do, right?
Uh-huh.
Right. They should implement a prize. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you could get a lot of people and make people more interested in coming to watch it.
Yeah, that always, cash is always a good incentive in this culture.
You see, the thing is, you don't only look to try to make money. You got to give away something also.
Yeah. What does it take to grow the culture of appreciation? Thank you so very much, Bremen. Ah, caller, just as I was coming to you, you disappeared. I apologize for that. Please call back. You see, this space, what I'm hoping for the 50th Independence, the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture, they host a series of discussions about the road from cricket to sloop sailing as the national sport, right? So we get a real appreciation for the history of cricket in the Bahamas and its role in the development of the country and its role in pushing us to majority rule and independence. See, cricket is cricket for the Caribbean is like soccer for the rest of the world, right? It impacts everything. I mean, it is a part of life in Europe. And so even cricket would have had an impact or an intersection somehow with the politics of the day, right? So it would be great to have a multi-series, a multi-part conversation, including various stakeholders, both the cricket world and the sailing world, and from other sports, better understand the tension between the two, cricket and sailing, and now basketball and track and field. I mean, those are the sorts of conversations that we should be having leading up to our 50th Independence. Dear caller, hold the line, former. I don't want to accidentally hang up on you. All right, another story. It's an important series. Bahamian rowers compete in head of Charles Regatta. I mean, Bahamian rowers compete in head of the Charles Regatta. Good morning, Mr. Eric Sawyer III.
Good morning. Sorry I'm late.
That's okay, because you have on your pink.
I do have on pink. I had a meeting this morning. I just couldn't miss.
No, that's absolutely... Yeah. That's the job.
Sorry about that.
That's the job. Don't watch nothing. I also have on my pink.
I do. I see it.
Yes.
I see it.
And I have on my Rowan shirt too.
You will not forget to have it on. This is indeed football season.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This is actually the best month of the year, you know. Major League Baseball World Series starts today.
Right.
NBA season started last week.
Absolutely.
NFL season is in full swing.
Right. We had the first cold front of the year. Could turn off your AC.
First cold front, so all the fur boots will come out shortly.
Absolutely. This is great. Now, Mr. Sawyer, I had a call on the line waiting. Let's get to this call, and then when we're done, one more Rowan story. I'm glad I catch you.
Let's do so.
All right. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Mr. Sawyer boy.
Good morning. How you do?
I'm fine. I'm glad. Mr. Sawyer.
Hey.
I'm glad you're here, you know.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much, man.
You glad to be here. My dog friend. What you saying now?
Wait, listen to me. Tua is who Tua is, and Tua can be exactly who he can be. Now, the thing is, I expect you all to actually make the playoffs, you know, like between me and you. I expect you all to. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't expect you all to play.
Aaron Gray, he started changing.
No, this ain't even a change in the story. Let me tell you what happened.
He waited till I take my headphones off to say that.
Let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what happened. Tua is the kind of quarterback whereby fellas like him and they play for him. Just like how my 49ers play for Jimmy G. Because if you look at the record of Jimmy G as a starter versus when he's not on the field, it's a completely different team. And I watch those fellas play with heart. I'm against the Steelers on Sunday night. Even though they didn't score a point in the second half, kudos to the Steelers defense.
I'm a rusher, right? But I want to move on some 2 points.
Go on.
Yeah, because I know Aaron, I have a lot of Dolphins calling in.
Go on.
First of all, Aaron, you mentioned the sloop sailing.
Yeah, yeah.
Canoeing. I also would, that canoeing, I'm happy this person started in the group. That canoeing is going to keep Bahamas on the map in the Olympics.
Hold on, canoeing or kayaking?
What are they doing, kayaking?
No. The rowers.
The rowers, yeah.
Yeah, they call it rowing and sculling.
Yeah, rowing and sculling, yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to put Bahamas, keep Bahamas on the map.
I think so.
I remember, but a long time when swimming first introduced, I remember making a prediction. The swimming's going to do tremendously. And we went for 5 gorillas in swimming.
Yeah, yeah.
You could imagine, lookout, not being 24, but 2028. 2026, sorry, in the Olympics.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be...
We have a strong showing.
Yeah, well, we're not only showing, we're going to be in a goal.
There you go.
Wow, that's what I like to hear.
Absolutely. And look here, I don't know if you read this story a couple of days ago, Bahamian rowers compete in head of the Charles Regatta.
Why you send me stories, man? I didn't see that.
I can send it.
Yeah, send it. But when it comes to story, I'm a newsman, you know.
Yeah, man, that's why...
I'm a bush journalist.
That's why I used space. 6 rowers from the Nassau Rowing Club and the Windsor High School Rowing Club traveled to Cambridge, Massachusetts to compete. Olympian Rob Gibson, I think is the director of rowing at Windsor School, was also in action in the men's alumni eights for the University of Washington. He and his crew, they powered through the course to win a gold medal. The contingent from the Bahamas to come back home with a medal from this regatta and a gold one at that.
Yes, that was right on.
That
in his news a couple of days ago.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm talking about?
And so what it takes, Pumpkin Eater, what it takes is empowering people, both in your sort of formal governance, in the sports environment, and in the general public through growing a culture of appreciation, right? Empowering them to be, to see themselves as a part of the machinery, right, that's moving these athletes forward. So that when they see something, they say something. When they have an idea, they don't just say it to the government. They develop it and help to grow it and give it to the to the sports team.
And
give it to the league. Give it to the government.
The right, and we got the right minister.
Right, and listen, and sailing.
Sport.
Right, what I'm saying is sailing from all kinds of aspects. You got the people who know boats because they're fishermen. You got the people who they move cargo and they move people, right?
Yeah.
You got the people who know boats because all they do is transport boats back and forth. You got the people who know boats because they're...
And they build boats.
Right.
Basically born in a boat.
There you go. And so...
That's right.
And so while I understand the need to build bridges to the future and the lobbying for basketball to be the sport... The truth is, I think we have the capacity to make sailing the thing that puts us on the map above everybody else.
Yes, that's making it more broader, because sailing is, when people think of sailing, they think of regatta sailing.
Yeah.
Yet put all swimming, rowing, and with
all water activities.
I like that, water activity.
Yeah, man, because the two...
You know, sport.
Absolutely. Listen, the three young men, I didn't read the story today, but the three young men in the water polo collegiate teams, every other week, every week there's a story about their performances, right? We got water polo, we got the swimmers.
Right.
And then we should be, we're at the point where we should be developing water sports, not just conquering them, developing them and making them.
But listen, we got started with Carista.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we got, I told you. I was talking too fast, probably. We won five Caristas.
Yeah.
And swimming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So for capita, we are number one.
Yes, sir. But listen, I gotta go.
All right, I'm Dolphins all the way for Sunday, man.
Who y'all playing? Detroit. But y'all better score some points.
Yeah, we playing the line.
Detroit could score. That's the one thing they're good
for. They could score, but they can't win a game. I mean, they could win one game.
Thank you. Scoring, but it's a different thing. Have a good day.
Yes, sir.
Any given Sunday, brother.
And look here, that's what week six looked like at any given Sunday. Woo! Was that week?
For the last couple of weeks been like that, man.
Yeah.
Any given Sunday.
Oh, boy. Got a text here. Said, great show as usual. Cricket is a national sport, Miss Green. Don't
if
do
like
it. That sport
call.
So... Oh, as the national sport, that sport's so boring. First of all, cricket is not boring.
It is not boring.
It is not boring. You just gotta be able to understand it. That's just like... Man is saying, look at the woman rowing, that's boring. We didn't pay attention to that. You just didn't understand the game that you was watching, sir. But take time to understand it. And then the second thing is, you got to watch it not just with people who understand it. You got to watch it with people who love it.
It's the only way you can get to understand it, because that's how I learned.
Yeah.
When the World Cup was in Jamaica in 2007, you know, I was in school in Jamaica, and I was able to sit down next to people from all the other countries in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And they follow cricket the way we follow the NFL. And they know the game and they know the rules. You know, like, it was so bad at one point for the Bahamians, you know, when we went up to go and bat, you know?
Yeah.
And there's one Bahamian in particular, won't call his name, you know, very good guy. He's a doctor now. He hit the ball. And, you know, much like in baseball, you know, when you hit the ball, you drop the bat.
Yeah.
He dropped the bat and started running. He was like, no, you got to pick up the bat. Yo, my, you have to pick up the bat. And he had to turn around and pick up the bat. Like, we as young, I can guarantee most Baymans under the age of 25, who, especially if you didn't go to school in the Caribbean, have no idea.
Yeah. Shout out.
Maybe under 30.
Shout out to Mr. Green at QC from Barbados. He was a PE teacher, came late, I think, when I had 10th grade or 11th grade. I know Mr. Green for two things. The first time and the best time I ever eat curry goat.
Oh, yeah?
Sorry, goatees. He's very... And he insisted.
Curry goat, okay. Bayesian curry goat, okay.
He insisted we at least know about cricket.
Yeah.
I don't think he could get a whole team together, but he.
That's how we know about it. I mean, like, and if you're not playing, then you're in the stands looking at the field.
Yeah.
Because the cricket ball is so hard. It is so hard and you're not looking, it's a problem.
Yeah.
So you're sitting in the stands and you're drinking.
There you go. I mean, that's Bahamian thing.
That's a Bahamian thing. I don't understand why Bahamians don't like it.
Anyway, Christian Campbell. Are you Dr. Christian Campbell now, sir? I've always felt you as a doctor. Don't watch nothing. Gave an excellent speech, I think, at UB, right? When the Golden Girls won. When they won the gold. He was reading the Black Jacobins as he's getting ready to watch the race and as he was watching the race. And he sort of juxtaposed the Golden Girls race to the first time West Indies beat Britain at cricket.
Yeah.
And that was like World War, I mean, a non-violent World War II.
It was good?
Yeah. And that speech, that presentation gave you a sense of why cricket holds the space that it does in the Caribbean and the Afro-Caribbean imagination. I mean, it ain't that boring. Listen, just a couple more stories before we head into the NBA and NFL news, Mr. Sawyer.
Okay, no problem.
Hitmen win 5-2 to repeat as NPSA, that's the New Providence Softball Association champions.
Good stuff.
They beat the Cybertech Blue Marlins in a 3-out-of-2 series, in the 3-2. Series of five.
All right, that's good. Game five, good series. Yeah. Hard fought, good.
And Sunshine Auto Wildcats Kiara Bow was the NPSA Women's MVP for the season with a batting average of .714, going 4-for-7 and scoring 7 runs to go with 4 runs batted in.
.714?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good. 7 out of 10 times she went to the plate, she hit.
Yeah, that's awesome.
In the major leagues, you know, they say if you're batting .400, you're doing good. That's 4 out of 10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Anyway,
you hear that music, we go into a break. We're going to get right to the NFL because I got questions.
No problem.
Absolutely. Y'all stay tuned. Mr. Sawyer's here. We're going to get into the games of the year. We'll be right back.
Fidelity's free Women Plus seminar is back. Join us on Saturday, October 29th at the Bahama Convention Center, where leading professionals will give you the hard facts on topics like
how to be rich 101, how your mental and emotional health impact financial health, and what I wish women knew about men,
and how to get their money. This free, life-changing event is for women and men. The seminar includes breakfast, 8 sessions, plus over $8,000. Registration and breakfast begins at 8 a.m., with sessions from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Space is limited, so register now for free at fbbwomenplus.com.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Star 106 Visage and Margaritaville Beach Resort Downtown Nassau presents Fish Fry Friday. Friday, October 28th at Margaritaville Resort Downtown Nassau. With live music by a big band, Visage.
And DJ
Gates open at 6:30 p.m. and party until 11:30 p.m. $25 entry includes one free drink. Or experience the Fish Fry Fridays buffet at the Vacation Cafe before the event and enjoy complimentary party access for only $55. Come in your Halloween costume and you can win a prize. It's the party everyone's talking about. Friday, October 28th. It's Fish Fry Fridays. Park for $10 all night. Please bring your parking stub to the gate to be validated.
No matter who I marry, no matter where my wife gives birth, our children will be Bahamian, like me.
If I marry a man who's not Bahamian, I have to give birth in the Bahamas, or my children won't even be Bahamian like I am.
That don't even make sense.
That's why we had the referendum in 2016.
But the people vote no.
The government can still do something about it with ordinary legislation and timeline to hold another referendum to deal with gender inequality in the Constitution.
How we can make that happen.
Go to tiny.cc/nationality to support the campaign for equal nationality rights by Equality Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You are on the clock with Aaron Green and Mr. Eric Soy III on this Sports Friday. Listen.
That's a good joke in the break just now. That was good.
That was very, very good. Motorsport Mania, story in the Nassau Tribune. Team Bahamas is poised to make history for the local development of the sport when they compete in the 2022 International Automobile Game.
Oh, so we're taking the people who ride the cubes and the notes and the passos over there?
Yeah, because basically there's a karting slalom competition.
Yeah, that's them.
Yeah. It begins on Friday. That's today.
Nine car up and decided where they have to go, more important than everybody else in the line.
Mm-hmm. And there's a four-hour karting endurance race.
Of course there is.
Absolutely. We send in a seven-member team.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Well, seven of them. Who was in the ace? Who get one little parcel?
Yeah. Because you get it cheap if you buy them all together.
Right.
Ah, this is going to be great. Events will be live-streamed on the official FIA Motorsport Games YouTube channel and Facebook page.
Ouch.
Go to the Tribune to find the names of the players. Mm-hmm. What do you call them? The drivers.
Right.
The carters. Anyway, I think it's going to be interesting. I think for me, who's focused on better driving culture, this is one of the ways that you do it.
Yeah, like if you want to drive bad, get into racing.
No, that's not what I meant. You use your commercial and your corporate drivers and your professional athletes, right? Your professional drivers to set a standard for the general public. So you know what good driving isn't.
Yeah, they don't know what any driving is. That's the problem. That's the problem right now with the road.
Okay, we got to call it dead quick. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Mrs. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How you do?
Good morning, Mr. Sawyer.
Good morning, sir. How are you, sir?
You know, Ms. Green, I hear you about developing these sports, right?
Uh-huh.
Which is kind of indigenous to the Caribbean or the Bahamas, per se.
Uh-huh.
But my thing is that you got to, you have to start well-fund the sports that we actually had success in, like track and field. They're still underfunded. My thing is that I hear you, but at the same time, you got to fund the ones that we have success in and a very good program in.
Okay, so I
think that is to be paramount and be first of all, because we are athletes are so underfunded, it's unbelievable. I don't know how they become world class, probably just on pure talent and strength
and prayers. Not the track and field has had more success than sailing per se. I would say we have to focus on funding the areas that give the greatest amount of people the opportunity, right? And so I think that's why we will focus on track and field. That's
okay.
Why we would focus on basketball. Because like you say, it's underfunded, and focusing on those areas would give the greatest amount of people more opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it's not a relegation. It's more of a...
I
agree with you.
You get what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
And the thing about it is that our athletes are so underappreciated when it comes to how they have to scrape and do all these different vitamins and these pro coach and all of that stuff. And a lot of the time, they are kind of winging it on their own a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And we really have to do better than that.
Right.
Now, the National Lottery was part of it being funded, but, you know, that gets squashed. That gets thrown the window.
I like that.
Find a way to fund it.
I like the Aces Ball, arts, culture, education, and sports. I like that. I like that idea, but you're right. We got to be serious. We got to find a way to fund it. Because
We have to find a way to appreciate our athletes. If most of our athletes wasn't patriotic, they would have started to run for Canada or the United States.
You know how much money
our athletes sometimes have to turn down because of patriotism?
Well, because of nationality, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But see, for a small island developing state, we can't just say, well, it's like everywhere else in the world. The way that we do it has to be different from the way it's done in the U.S. There are millions of people in the U.S. There's only 400,000 of us to stand behind our athletes economically and literally.
You know, they are actually technically ambassadors of the Bahamas, you know, because when they go and run or compete in these far-flung areas, a lot of the time, a lot of people never heard about the Bahamas until their name announced and they're from the Bahamas.
He's right.
Yep.
He's right.
Absolutely.
People don't even know where the Bahamas is till you meet a Bahamian.
Absolutely. And so one of the things, you could see it, you could see a small little subsection in the Ministry of Tourism form, right?
Where I'm going to put it out there, too.
Yeah.
We have some very good athletes that are actually do not attend Satan games because of party politics. We have to take that out of there.
Okay, what do you mean? Like the funding isn't available because of the politics? Okay, dear caller, thank you very much. Your contribution was fabulous. But and those are the conversations that I'm talking about, right? That we have to have.
The hard ones.
Right, alongside the technical development of the sport and the league. Those cultural questions, those sort of political, not PLP, FNM, but the politics of how things work, right? We got to always be having conversations about those things. And then we got to find a way to make our money compete with the potential that our athletes are looking at from other countries. We just got to figure it out.
I mean, if Usain Bolt could do it with some yam and cassava, why we can't do it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No offense against yam and cassava.
Somebody asked me if Ben Simmons is allergic to the basketball rim. And
no.
I think in we only four games.
No,
into
Ben,
the...
Ben Simmons, see, y'all forgot. Ben Simmons is not allergic to the basketball rim. He is just the polar opposite of putting the ball in the basket. But he's a great passer. I watched a game the other night against the... Oh, God, who they played and lost to? Well, they lost to the Mavericks last night. They got beat night before last by somebody. But I watched him play, and he doesn't have his game legs yet.
He's still getting
in shape again.
Yeah, yeah.
He hasn't played ball since the end of 2021.
Yeah.
He played in the playoffs in 2021.
Okay.
Right, so, and then they lost in the second round, and so he didn't play at all last year.
I got you.
At all. So, yeah, he has a year plus worth of rust that he has to shake off, but...
Okay.
His natural skills of being able to get to the rim are there. He's just not as fast as getting it to, he's just not as fast at getting to the rim as yet.
Yeah, yeah.
As yet, but he still have to lose and shed about 5 pounds worth of sluggish weight.
Right, or turn it into muscle.
Yeah.
Muscle that can carry itself.
20 games in by Christmas,
you'll see.
He's a whole other human being, yeah.
All right, you know who didn't have that problem? Jonquel Jones makes debut with Turkish Club. This is in the Tribune, the 25th of this month. Jones made her debut for CBK Mersin, because I cannot pronounce these other names, on Sunday night and immediately staked her claim as a dominant force in the league. She finished with 26 points, 13 rebounds in their 73-70 win over MLAC to help her club improve to 2-1 on the young season. Carl, I come into you right now. Don't go anywhere. Bahamian overseas basketball players in action. This is in the trip in the Guardian on the 20th. Listen.
20th of what, of this month?
Of this month.
Okay.
LaShawn Higgs is playing in Spain.
Yeah.
Tavario Miller is in France, playing Japan B3 League. And Willis Mackey Jr. just completed his second game for his new team, the CT Lyon, in NM1 League in France.
Wherever the ball bouncing, Bahamians can play.
Absolutely. So let's go to this caller. Then let's... good morning, caller. You on the clock.
Aaron, I call back pertaining to that Brotherwood last call, right?
Yeah.
What you have to realize is that we're building a country, okay? And the thing is, you have to place in order to be on the
podium.
That's right, on the podium. Here it is. we developing our country, and we have developed because of sloop sailing. Okay,
So
we shouldn't push that out of the door. Other athletes has a club. My brother Elijah Obed, government never did anything for him. He just became a good boxer.
Yeah,
and he was able to go all over the world fighting.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
you
sir.
You got to work in order to place.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, Bremen. Okay, Mr. Sawyer.
Yeah.
Listen.
In NFL.
Week six. Let's get back. Let's go all the way back to week six.
Week six. Let's
that was the week that nobody saw coming. Just like I didn't see that commercial coming. But we're going to go to this break. When we come back from the break, we're going through week six, week seven, and what to expect on week eight of the NFL. I think the Buccaneers may have set the pace for week eight. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're on the clock.
Unequal gender nationality law is a violation of human rights and a failure of the government to meet its obligations. In 2018, the CEDAW committee told the Bahamas to set a clear time frame for constitutional reform, to integrate the principle of gender equality into all laws, and to amend the Bahamas Nationality Act 1973 for Bahamian women and men to transmit citizenship on an equal basis. Join Equality Bahamas in demanding action now. Visit tiny.cc/nationality for more.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning. Welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. And today, Mr. Eric Sawyer III, we're talking sports. Okay, week six. I almost stopped watching football, Mr. Sawyer, after I saw the results of week six. I felt
week
like
week six just mash up everybody play sheet, man.
Yeah, I felt everybody. Like it was me. And because I was focused on these teams, I've been football for a whole week.
Yeah, it was rough that week.
Yeah, yeah. The Chiefs lost to the Bills. Cowboys.
No, the Chiefs were supposed to lose to the Bills, but go on.
Anyway, let's go to week seven. Week seven. Okay, so the Buccaneers have already experienced their first loss. Week six. I mean, that's not their first. That's their first.
Not their first loss. No,
but, that was rough. Yeah, that's their first.
No, they got beat from the Steelers.
Oh, you're right, because they are. The Buccaneers are 3-5.
3-5 after last night.
Yeah, this is horrible.
Yeah, this is horrible.
Yeah.
Tom Brady wife has left him. She has left him with the cuckoo soup pot. But on the pot cake at the bottom, and he can't get away and around from himself. Because he had a choice, you know. He actually told her he was going to retire. But after being home for 4 or 5 weeks and having to take the kids to school and, you know.
Yeah, that's
right. Wipe out the toilet bowl with a toilet brush and realize, hold on 1 second. I don't have to look at game tape, no film. I had to throw no ball. Oh, no, this ain't.
No, there's too much time at home.
No, there's too much time at home. Like, y'all want me to cut grass or something? No, man. Mm-mm. So, went back to the NFL, and much to the chagrin of his wife, and now she's left.
Like left, or just went on a vacation? Left?
I think she just mad, you know.
Yeah.
I think she'll be back, but Tom, she better hurry. She better hurry because the Bucks are 3-5 now. They on the outside of the playoff, looking in.
Tom Brady, go find that woman, producer. You don't have a song, but this is a Bahamian love story. You need to go find that woman, Tom Brady. I have too much Buccaneers paraphernalia.
Yeah.
For y'all to be treated.
To go to waste, yeah.
Yeah, they lost 3-21 to the Panthers last week.
Yeah.
And last night they
last
won.
Last night got beat from the Ravens.
Not bad, though. 22-27.
Yeah. But still, a loss by one, a loss by 21.
Is a loss.
It's still a loss. They made got beat by 21 last week. And I'm a 49er. We got beat from the Chiefs.
Yeah, y'all got beat bad.
Yeah. We steal something. So.
Yeah, y'all did. Yeah. Y'all uniforms.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah, it was.
But.
It was.
Last week. So week six, Colts won. That's a good game.
Yeah.
You know, remember our Bahamian Mike Strawn, right?
Yeah.
Mike Strawn is playing for the Colts. 34-27, week six. Week seven, though, the Colts got beat 10-19.
Yeah, that's fine. The Colts is a crappy team. Matt Ryan is now on the bench.
Yeah.
he's going to be benched, although he has a shoulder injury. Yeah, I mean, his coach says he's not being benched because of the shoulder injury. So that means he's being benched because he's being benched.
Yeah.
And they can bring in a little known guy, Eisenman, whatever. And he's going to start on Sunday. And, the postseason is effectively finished. But, I mean, if you don't have no offensive line, you're not giving the ball to the running back, what do you expect a non-mobile quarterback to do? They knew Matt Ryan is somebody that stands up in the pocket. He's a prototypical drop back three steps, boom, throw the ball. That's all he is. He's not going to run. He's not going to scamper. He's not going to leave the pocket. He's not going to run for extra yards. He's just not going
to
do it.
So why are they not making plays for him? Are they trying to get rid of him?
I guess they're trying to get rid of him. But, I mean, you brought the man here. You made the man leave Atlanta to come to you.
Yeah.
And now he gets here. He was doing quite well there in Atlanta with Kyle Pitts and whatnot. You know, he had himself a good tight end to throw the ball to, a tight end who plays like a wide receiver. Kyle Pitts is actually on my fantasy team. Doing pretty well this season. And you decided you want him, and you promise him that he's going to have a better offensive line than what he had in Atlanta. He's going to have a better running back than what he had in Atlanta. He's going to have a better wide receiving corps than what he had in Atlanta. And he gets in, he's sacked every game. 3-4 times a game. No, man, it ain't fair to him.
No.
I blame the Colts for that.
The coaching staff.
I blame the organization for that, yeah.
The whole organization. Mm-hmm. See, this is really interesting to me because the Dolphins won week 7 after bringing Tua back. I didn't think they were going to bring Tua back. I thought they were going to err on the side of caution.
Me too, because, I mean, as much as I'm a Dolphin hater, and I'm not a hater of the organization, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a hater of their obnoxious, grotesque. 1972, we won 17 games. We didn't lose. Blah, 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 blah. Always remember. Never forget. Respect. Bow down. Fins up. Blah, 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 blah. I'm a hater of the spot. But the organization on the whole, for years, I was always a fan of the organization because it's a nice place to play, nice stadium, everything cool. And then, you know, and then what happened last year with the head coach last year and all the rumors that came last year. And now this year you decided you can turn around, you can let Tua play because you all need these wins. You're trying to get better free agents next year. Yes, y'all. See, they need free agents to come there because they gave up so many draft picks over the next 3-4 drafts for Tyreek Hill. So they can't draft anybody to come play.
So as a Dolphins fan, I need to be realistic, right? That this season, even insisting that Tua plays is not about the office's belief that we could win a Super Bowl.
No, it's about building
the next year's team.
Yeah, building for next year and the year after to hopefully win a Super Bowl then. And so they know they ain't gonna win this year.
So like, if you're Tua, you're in a tight place because a part of you is like, I really should rest my body for next year. Playing for this organization because who's going to grab me? He wants money. Right, and who's going to grab me? But they want me to play so they could have a better team next year that may not include me.
Correct.
Right? So that means that I may have to play because
for my job.
I'm responsible.
For me.
And not just on this team, but in the league entirely.
Yeah. I'm responsible for me.
What a tight position to be in.
What a conundrum.
So after we saw all of them, the league machinations in trying to figure out what penalties were going to be for players that committed breaches and offenses outside the game, right? Don't they have mechanisms to protect players in instances like this? Is that the agent's job?
That's the agent's job to make sure that they factor it into their contract.
I got you.
But I mean, any football player on any level knows that the sport is very much a violent sport. Yeah.
So look here, we're almost all out of time. As you say that, why I see a tweet this morning say LeBron have big NFL news to announce. What's going on there? LeBron really think he's Jordan there? You walking down that path?
I think he's just going to be a part-time owner of one of these teams. That's all.
Okay.
I just feel like he's going to be a minority shareholder in one of these teams.
Don't get excited.
Don't get it. He's a cowgirl fan. You know, I mean, we can't go a week in football without discussing or at least saying and insulting.
Now we're going to have a whole show and panel and discussion on the politics of calling cowboys cowgirls.
No, they're cowgirls.
We have to have a whole conversation on that.
Naughty, I tried.
Okay, so the Chiefs are not playing this week because it is the NFL. There's their bye week.
Yeah.
The whole league must be... I didn't know you could just wake up and say, look here, we're going to need a week off.
No, you have to let the NFL know ahead of time. in week 6, week 7, week 8. It's anywhere between week 6 and week 10.
Brady lost. Brady lost last week. Or the week before. They should say, look here, let's just do it right now.
Just take a break,
We are all out of time. Thank you for joining me today, Mr. Sawyer. It was great to get back into this NFL news.
Yeah, man, NFL is everywhere right now. It is everywhere.
Good luck to your 49ers.
They be playing the Rams. Yes, sir.
Oh, y'all gonna need that.
We beat the Rams every year, man.
There you go. Gotta go. Sorry, we're all out of time. Guardian Radio AM with Cecil Newry is up next. But we still have time to train for Rawinsa.
Yep.
Apparently, I've been at it all week.
Have a great weekend, Aaron.
You guys have a great day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.